Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Schönen guten Abend, sagt Helmut Jasper. Heute Abend hören Sie Kunstradio live aus dem Studio im Wiener Funkhaus mit dem kanadischen, in Los Angeles lebenden Performance-Künstler und Noisician GX Jupiter Larson. Er hat bereits 1979 in New York die legendäre Noise-Band The Haters gegründet. Heute Abend setzen er und seine Assistentin Jessica King in einer Live-Performance für Kunstradio mit Hilfe einer geräuschvollen Uhr in die Praxis um, was er aus der Theorie zur Pulli-Welle ableitet. Miss King, Mr. GX, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you about your idea of the theory of the Pauli wave, first of all.
The Pauli wave is expressed many times in contradictions, but essentially the idea is to incorporate opposite points of view within, a single equation. Well, so I'll give you an example. If you have a wheel traveling down a road, and you're observing this wheel, depending on your point of view, the wheel is either moving away from you or coming towards you. Well, I guess it could be going by, too, depending if you're in the middle of the road. But anyway, for the sake of argument, the wheel is either going away or coming towards. But in the sense of the Pauli wave, the point of view would only be complete if the person understood the wheel as both going away and coming towards. Oh, so
is noise like something that could be described in Pauli wave?
Yes, very much so. Because in noise you have many ingredients, many contradictory ingredients. Even like the most simple form of noise, which is white noise, which is like all frequencies all equal. This is kind of like a Pauli wave. Or even pink noise is very close to Pauli wave because even though you don't have all frequencies, you have quite a lot and quite a lot of contradictory frequencies going on at the same time. The real basic definition of Pauli wave is moving in every direction at once. And that, of course, includes contradictory or opposite directions. And in a physical sense, we do exist in a Pauli wave because although you and I and Jessica are sitting down, we're sitting still, nevertheless, we're in a building which is on land, which is on a planet. The planet is rotating.
It's always moving.
It's always moving very fast. We're rotating and then we're in orbit around a star. The star itself is moving. So, in fact, nothing really is standing still except perhaps for, the concept of nothingness. Is standing still while everything zooms through it.
So in your idea is like the nothingness, the only thing that really stands still. Is that correct?
This is my definition of nothing is stillness, because everything else is moving.
And quietness.
Right? And quietness, yes. Yeah.
Meine Damen und Herren, ich möchte Ihnen sehr gerne kurz erklären, wie diese Live-Performance heute zustande kommt. GX Jupiter Larson und seine Assistenten haben mehrere Schaufeln vorbereitet mit Kontaktmikrofonen und einen batteriebetriebenen Plattenspieler, der keinen Plattenteller hat, sondern eine Schleifscheibe. Und durch diesen Kontakt werden also diese Noise-Sachen zu hören sein, die sie gleich in wenigen Minuten mit dieser Performance anfangen. Dazu kommt noch eine alte Uhr. I'm talking about the clock over there. What's the idea of the clock in the performance? It's the only like regular system in this whole thing.
Yes, exactly what its purpose is. Since my original idea was to amplify erosion, which is what you have with the amplified shovels. The shovels make noise through friction. And friction, of course, creates erosion. This is a kind of entropy, things slowly kind of dissolving. We're kind of exploring that as a sound source. But to most listeners, this is just going to be pure noise. This may not even sound like anything coming over the radio. This may just sound like to some view, some listeners.
But it's rhythm, right? It's rhythm.
to give it context, give it something like a clock ticking, and this will give the general noise more of a context. And also, too, you have the opposite of a recognizable sound with unrecognizable sound. So again, you get that kind of poly wave where you have contradictory sources.
So it's between two poles, right? Actually, what you're trying to do is to just in get out of the black and white thinking.
Yes.
You just have two fluctuating poles, right?
You realize that these two opposite fluctuating poles, they'll create a shade of gray. You don't have a solid white, solid black. Well, you do, but you combine them and you get a gray.
Mm. Ms. King, one question actually. I like the term noisician, but what exactly is a noisician?
Well, I think of it as more noise technician label. Yes,
but there is a subtitle in there is a sub in it from musician.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something like somebody who is conducting noise, or how could you describe this to the audience? Noisician.
Well, it's like being a musician, only you're noisy.
Okay, just your instrument is like the noise of the world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually also trying to turn something really bad into something very, very good, right?
Yes, but it's also too, there is a slight political connotation, which is that you're not as interested in composition as you are into the physical nature of the sound itself.
Nature.
Yeah, the nature of the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because, you know, if you think of it in terms of music, you're always listening for a composition. You're always trying to find relationship between the sounds. And I think for many noisicians, you try to explore the quality of the sound itself without worrying about composition.
Or the sound in between the sound.
Well, that's something very interesting to hear now. We are starting with the performance. Thank you very much for this little interview.
Well, thank you.
I wish you all the best for the performance. Meine Damen und Herren, Sie hören nun Tatsachen auf der Polywelle von GX Jupiter Larsen live in 5.1 Surround Sound. Gute Unterhaltung. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Stop.
Okay.
Sie hörten live aus dem Studio im Wiener Funkhaus Tatsachen auf der Polywelle, Facts on the Polywave, von GX Jupiter Larsen und seiner Assistentin Jessica King. Ein Hinweis auf nächsten Sonntag, da geht es um die Ausstellung Ear Appeal im Buck, Exnergasse. Technik Stefan Wirtitsch, Martin Leitner, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann. Helmut Jasper wünscht noch einen schönen Abend mit Österreich 1. Auf Wiederhören.